The Alberta government is investing $8.3 million towards the Edmonton Police Service to help slow down violent crime in the city after recent upticks. Mike Ellis, the Minister of Public Safety and Emergency Services, spoke at a press conference and explains why this investment is being made.
As we all know, violent crime continues to be a significant challenge in all of our urban centers, particularly in Edmonton and Calgary. In Edmonton, all statistics indicate that violent crime continues to grow. This alarming trend is deeply concerning for Edmontonians. We must act now to make our city streets safe again.
The city will see 50 new officers take to the streets with this investment. Dale McPhee, the chief of the Edmonton Police Service, says this isn't just a problem at transit centers or in downtown. It's a citywide problem.
While there are areas like transit and the downtown core that face the brunt of it, we know that the unacceptable levels of crime and violence are felt in communities across the city as these particular individuals wreak havoc in various areas of our city. We don't have to look far to find the names of those who have been victimized or those whose lives have been changed but irrevocably as the result of violence. Without a doubt, safety is the front of mind for all Edmontonians and will continue to be that way.
Ellis doubles down on why this investment is important for all Edmontonians.
Let me emphasize, Edmontonians have an inherent right to walk through the city streets or take public transit without fear. I'd like to relay a message to violent criminals in the city of Edmonton who wreak havoc on our city streets. You are not welcome here. I know everyone here shares our goal of a safer, more secure Edmonton for everyone. And with this announcement, we will strengthen the capabilities of our law enforcement partners to stand against the dangers that threaten our peace and safety.
For Windspeaker Radio Network, I'm Ryan Hunt.